Get the away from my car! You're caught! You're caught! You're caught! Talk to you about what?
He's my cousin! I didn't cheat!
Really, you Dominican. He's a full-fledged black guy sitting in the living room with his boxers on. You're done!
I mean, he should have known. A chick wearing a queen necklace? You should have never started talking to this broad. See, the cuter and slimmer they are, the stronger the temptation to cheat and be naughty. Yeah, this guy doing it right. Ain't nothing to talk about. She banging all on his window. See, no bedroom fun is worth all this. It's just not. It's not worth the headache and the trouble. Yeah, keep it moving, bro. She did you a favor.
Ho for show.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Picture this. A guy invites you on a date. You say yes. You go on the date. You had a blast. He pays. It's time to go. He says, let's go back to my place. You're feeling him. You're like, let's go back to your place. Pull up to his place. Is in the piece. Oh, you just waxed your pussy for this date. And he takes you back to the projects, right? Opens the door. His mom's chilling in the living room because it's his mom's house. He lives with his mom. Do you stay? Let me stop. Do you stay?
Of course you do.
You decided to stay. Cool. You walk past his mother in the living room to his childhood bedroom where you're about to have sexual intercourse with... You're about to have sexual intercourse. You have sexual intercourse. Do you stay?
I mean, who's the loser in this story? See, women don't realize when they talk down on the guys that they've dated and, you know, done some strange things with in the bedroom, they don't realize that they're really talking down on themselves. Ladies, get it through your thick effing skulls. You're a reflection of the guys you deal with. It's not a reflection of how bad guys are in the dating market. There's plenty of good guys. They're married. They're usually taken by women who recognize their value. Women who didn't waste their youth getting D'd down by bad boys in their mama's house. The tattoos on her hands will tell you everything you need to know about this woman, so don't get confused by the kinda cute face. A lot of guys get mesmerized by a kinda cute face, mess around and bust one off in her. Now you got kids with a chick with tattoos on her hands. How do you think that's going to end up?
Do you stay? Do you spend the night? You decide not to spend the night. You got to walk right out the living room again, past his mom, and you go home.
So
you waxed your pussy for this date. You better go hot.
Any man who's been in a serious relationship knows that women frequently pull away and create problems for no reason. When this happens, the man's natural instinct is to wonder why his girlfriend or wife is acting this way. Sometimes there are legitimate reasons for a woman's behavior. At other times, there's no logical explanation except for a female predisposition towards emotional instability. Perhaps you've done something to upset her. Perhaps she woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Or perhaps she's testing you to see how you'll respond.
Women are emotionally and mentally unstable. So even if you find a good woman, that fairy tale that you have of finding a good woman and having a wholesome family and living happily ever after, it's impossible with a woman. Because women are always on an emotional roller coaster and they're not mentally stable. So how can you have a healthy relationship with somebody who's crazy? Even if they are a good person, because just because somebody's crazy don't mean they're not a good person. They just crazy. And you a sane person trying to manage this crazy person in a relationship in a house with them for 30, 40 years. So maybe guys are crazy too for even attempting it.
Whatever the reason might be, the most important thing a woman wants to know is this. Are you strong enough to handle her emotions or not? If a woman's acting moody or withdrawn, all the talking in the world won't bring her back to a place of joy and happiness. Expressions of frustration and anger will only pour fuel on the situation as the woman comes to realize that she now has power over you and your emotions.
Yep.
In this situation, any attempt to placate a woman and soothe her will be met with sharp resistance. Instead, it's always better to mirror a woman's emotions to neutralize her power. When a woman pulls away from you, you must also pull away. When she grows distant and withdrawn, you too must become distant and withdrawn.
Honestly, the best setup for a guy is to have a live-out girlfriend if he wants to deal with a woman. Never move in with her, never get married to her, and never have offspring with her. Because, yeah, once the offspring get here, that changes everything. And then even if you get to a point where you want to leave the relationship, you're like, oh, I got to stay for the kid. She knows she got you by the balls at that point. And she can act out however she wants to, and you're going to stay for the kid.
And when she pushes you away by being rude and disrespectful, simply withdraw your attention and refuse to empower her. Imagine for a moment that a piece of string binds you to the woman you desire. every time the string pulls tight, there's sexual tension in the relationship. In the same way, when the string goes slack, tension dies and attraction fades. When attraction fades and there's a loss of sexual interest, either you or the woman, preferably both, must pull away from each other to bring sexual tension back into the relationship.
But at that point, I don't want to pluck the chick. I'm annoyed, I'm over it, and I'm just unattracted to you as a person. No man wants to play these games. And these same women will wonder why the man don't want to be with them no more. Or why these men go out and cheat. Because you're horrible to be around. And you're extremely childish.